Some works in the gallery are related to the use of the wampum belt, a bead-embroidered object that sealed the outcome of negotiations. Others bear memories of the trauma of contagious disease that resulted from contact between indigenous people and settlers. This is the case for the two works presented in this gallery by Ruth Cutton, an artist of EU and European descent. Like many of Cutton's works, these ones dialogue with past and recent history by exploring frictions between cultures. The inspiration for these beadwork pieces goes back to 2002, when Cutton was teaching at the Saskatoon campus of the First Nations University of Canada. Called upon by some of her students who wanted to take a minor in art for their degree, she inquired about additional courses to take and realized that only one was missing from their curriculum, the course called Indigenous Materials. This was fundamentally a beading class. Cutton had beaded in the past, but hoped to find a way to introduce her students to this technique without resorting to the craft-like repetition of a single motif. She then had the idea of having them reproduce, in beadwork, a painting of their choice. As she led the initiation process, Cutton herself fell in love with the beads. Their color, brightness, and deep shine fascinated her. She found herself imagining how indigenous women must have been dazzled to discover these little multicolored balls. They also inspired her to think about the history of trade relations among indigenous peoples, a path that quickly led from beads to iron to disease. Cutton then remembered a project by the Soto artist Robert Ull, which she had seen years before on the subject of smallpox. On large panels, Ull had reproduced the image of a virus viewed through a microscope. She then had the idea of transposing the colorful microscopic images of microbes into beadwork. The work you see here presents a beadwork version of the bacterium Mycobacterium tuberculosis, which is responsible for tuberculosis. The circular frame around it refers to the view obtained through a microscope, and the title associates the work with the imagery of medical books. When COVID-19 came to Canada in February 2020, Cutton began to think again about the subject, which led her to making the beaded mask on display here. For her, the mask evokes the trauma of the diseases that eradicated entire indigenous communities. It testifies to those tragic deaths and to the inequality of healthcare that still persists in these communities. Using beadwork as a symbolically charged medium whose history was marked by trade with settlers, Cutton creates works whose beauty contrasts strikingly with the tragedy of the events evoked.